Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. As we blanket 17 states and much of Canada with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, we have Mike Lawler with us. He's been talked about as a probable candidate on the Republican line for governor of New York State. Hochul's numbers are going down the last year, and Mike Lawler's numbers have been going up. To tell you about him, he's a member of the House from New York's 17th District. He started in Congress in 2023. He's a Republican. He has two children. He's married. And a little more information about him from 2021 to 2022. Mike Lawler was a Republican member of the New York State Assembly from the 97th District in Rockland County. He was born and raised in Suffern, New York. He graduated from Suffern High School, earned his Bachelor of Science degree in Accounting and Finance from Manhattan College in 2009, and was named valedictorian of his graduating class. In 2024, Mike Lawler received an honorary doctorate from Touro University. Let's talk about the tariffs. That's the hot topic. Trump thinks that this is going to be a good move, that for decades we've had tariffs against the United States, and then we're sending things overseas, and they have no tariffs on our goods. Is this going to work? Is this going to level the playing field to be fair? Mike Lawler.
Well, thanks for having me, Brian. I think, obviously, right now with the market volatility, there's certainly some consternation. But I think you're seeing signs that ultimately the president's plan might work. I mean, you're looking at countries like Vietnam, Argentina, Israel, India, Taiwan, and Japan, reducing tariffs and negotiating new agreements with the United States. The EU is trying to renegotiate terms now. And we've already seen over $5 trillion of foreign investment that's been announced, into the U.S., I think you're seeing inflation come down, oil prices come down. You saw in March 228,000 new jobs, beating expectations. So yes, there's a little bit of short-term volatility here that obviously is something we need to watch heavily. But I think, forcing these countries to reduce their tariffs, to reduce their barriers to entry, to reduce and eliminate price controls, is important long term. We've seen over many decades jobs leave the United States in large measure because these countries have put artificial barriers against U.S. goods and services, and really have undermined our workforce and in many respects our economy. You see China engaged in, you know, currency devaluation and manipulation. You know, these are things we've talked about for years, and Donald Trump is willing to actually act on it, knowing there is going to be some short-term volatility and blowback. But if we don't deal with these challenges long-term, it's going to continue to weaken the U.S. economy. So this is a bold step that he has taken that certainly, I understand the concern and the response in the market. But I think long-term, it's going to play out to our favor.
Very good. Let's talk about tax cuts. President Trump had a lot of success with tax cuts during his first term. They are expiring. Most economists say it is absolutely essential to keep those tax cuts and maybe even give more tax cuts to spur the economy. Now we have a little downturn with the economy. How do you feel about extending the tax cuts forever? Mike Lawler.
Well, I think making the tax cuts permanent is critical. It's critical to our economy and the ability of businesses and individuals to plan long term. Much of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was vital to growing our economy, to increasing revenues to the Treasury, and bringing back jobs and manufacturing into the United States. So, you know, I think making these tax cuts permanent, inclusive of lifting the cap on salt, a major issue in states like New York, where we have high taxes, it's an issue of fairness and double taxation. And we want to make sure that we provide immediate tax relief to New Yorkers. And so that's something that I'm working on as part of this tax cut negotiation. We will get that done. President Trump has been very supportive of lifting the cap on salt and agrees with me and my other New York colleagues on that issue.
The question is, do you have the votes? You have such a slim majority in the House. You seem stronger in the Senate. Do we have the votes in the House? Or are you going to have some wayward Republicans?
Well, the president met with some of these folks yesterday. I know he's putting some pressure on them. Hopefully, everybody recognizes the need to advance the ball forward. The real negotiation is not the budget resolution; it's the actual reconciliation bill, and that's where we're going to make the decisions. But in order to get there, you got to pass this resolution. So, hopefully, my colleagues recognize that, and we can get it done.
Very good. Now let's talk about the Ukraine. We'll switch on to the international picture. It seems that Zelensky is willing to cooperate with the President of the United States, but the problem is Putin. And Trump said he's getting upset because Putin is taking so long and talking about sanctions. Are we talking about sanctions against Russia and countries that do business with them, third-party sanctions, to get Putin to the table and stop the thousands and thousands of murders and billions of dollars of damage to infrastructure in the Ukraine? Where are we on the Ukraine now? Congressman Mike Lawler.
Well, look, let's be clear about a few things. Vladimir Putin is a vile dictator and thug. He and he alone is responsible for what happened in Ukraine and the unprovoked invasion. That has resulted in the death of, tens of thousands of Ukrainians and, frankly, hundreds of thousands of Russians. It has been a disaster. What would be worse, of course, is if Ukraine were to fall. And I think President Trump certainly understands that and the need to end this conflict as quickly as possible to avoid any further calamity. If Ukraine were to fall, that would be catastrophic for Eastern Europe and other former Soviet satellite states that would be in jeopardy. So bringing this conflict to an end is important. I think that's the president's objective. In order to do that, you need to be able to negotiate with Russia and sit down with Putin, no matter how vile he is, and try to bring this conflict to an end and protect Ukraine's sovereignty in the process, have a long-term economic agreement with Ukraine as part of an effort to both rebuild, but also from a U.S. Economic and national security standpoint, you know, have a cooperation agreement when it comes to rare earth minerals. Getting off the dependence of China is important. And I think as you see, you know, this unholy alliance that formed between China, Russia, and Iran, it's imperative that we continue to push back, to isolate, you know, and apply sanctions where appropriate. Today, we're marking up a bill in the House Financial Services Foreign Affairs Committee with respect to sanctions against Iran. So there's, you know, there's a lot at play here that I think we're trying to deal with to unwind this disaster that unfolded under the Biden administration.
It's our pleasure today to have on the Bet AM 1520 Congressman Mike Lawler, who's seen as a rising star and potential Republican candidate for governor of the state of New York. We had his predecessor, who was Governor George Pataki, on this program 7 times in the past. And we're honored to have Congressman Michael Vincent Lawler on the Bet AM 1520. If you have any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. This station has received letters from Scandinavia, New Zealand, with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. Drop us a note. We always welcome cards from Canadian and European listeners also. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, Mo Nalon of the Financial Architects, humanitarian Mike Bellani, and Dr. Michael Genestre, superintendent of the Sweet Home Schools. Coming up, we have in the future, former New York State Senator George Maziarz, author of 22 bestsellers, Lawrence Lehmer, who has the new hit book out now on Warhol's musings about Andy Warhol, and opera singer Victoria Hutton, all on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Again, Michael Lawler is a member of the U.S. House from the 17th District. He took office in 2023, preceded by Mondaire Jones. Previously, he was a member of the New York State Assembly from the 97th District from 2021 to 2022. A very bright, outspoken leader. He's on national TV quite a bit, and we wish him well in the future. We were talking about the Ukraine. Are you seeing progress towards a full ceasefire and peace in the Ukraine? What do you hear?
Look, I think there's been progress made. Obviously, you know, there was that hiccup in the Oval Office with President Zelensky, but I think he, you know, has been working towards being willing to engage in negotiations and a ceasefire agreement. Vladimir Putin remains a challenge, and certainly, you know, I think we're likely to see Putin try to escalate before, you know, an agreement is reached. But that's where, you know, I think the president will have to take action on sanctions and other means if Putin is unwilling and unable to come reach an agreement in a negotiation. This conflict needs to come to an end, and obviously, you know, protecting Ukraine's sovereignty is critical as part of it.
Very good. A lot of media coverage has taken place in the last month about Elon Musk, the wealthiest man in the world, very brilliant entrepreneur, and it seems like he's saving billions and billions of dollars in waste and programs all centered on DEI and race matters and gender. And he's cutting all that out and basically saving billions and billions of dollars. Could we talk, please, about this? What are your feelings?
Look, I think, obviously, when you're talking about $36 trillion in debt, you're talking about a $7 trillion budget. We're paying over $1 trillion in interest on our debt. We need to right-size the size and scope of the federal government. There's no question about that. And I think, you know, as the Department of Government Efficiency does its work, you know, I think they need to make sure they're dotting I's and crossing T's, and that these agencies and departments and secretaries are dotting I's and crossing T's before they, you know, make any determinations. But I think it's important that we have this type of analysis done. It's, you know, basically a turbocharged forensic audit of the federal bureaucracy. And unfortunately, this is not sustainable for the long term. If we don't start to find ways to reduce the size and scope of the federal government, it's going to collapse under its own weight. And you know, this is something where, yes, there are critical programs that we need to protect. We need to make sure that, you know, those who rely on vital services receive those services and benefits that they're due. But I don't think it's, you know, out of the realm that we need to find areas of savings and bend the curve on federal spending. Over the next decade, we're projected to spend at minimum $86 trillion. And what we're talking about is savings of $1.5 trillion out of 86. So, you know, there's got to be opportunity and room for savings, and we have to look at it, you know, in totality and not just in isolation.
Little plug here, and we'll get back to United States Congressman Mike Lawler shortly. Don't miss out this Easter. Subscribing now and get all the Ampol Legal Easter features, recipes, and more. Polonia's weekly newspaper will bring Polish-American news to your email inbox each week for just $15.99. Get this discount rate for a one-year digital subscription at ampoleagle.com and click the Easter special ad or call 716-835-9454. That's ampoleagle.com or 716-835-9454. This excellent offer ends April 23rd. Again, our guest today is United States Congressman Mike Lawler, often mentioned as a candidate on the Republican line and the conservative line for governor of New York State. Let's talk a little bit about a run for governor. How are you doing in polling? I mentioned that Hochul's numbers are way down in the last year. It seems that her fighting the White House on the illegals has hurt her popularity rating. How do you see this potential run for governor, Congressman Mike Lawler?
Well, I think, you know, certainly it's something that we're looking at. I intend to make a decision sometime this summer, you know, June, July-ish. But I, you know, from everything I've seen in the public polls, the governor continues to be underwater. Voters continue to prefer someone else. And I think they recognize that she's just incompetent. She's incapable of doing the job and doing it effectively. There's a lot of work ahead to fix New York. We lead the nation in out-migration. We have the highest tax burden, the worst business climate. You know, you look at the quality of life in New York, from the migrant crisis to the crime epidemic, our education system, despite spending more money than per capita per student than anyone in the country, you know, our results lag towards the bottom. You look at housing, you know, we're significantly short on housing, and the cost of housing has exploded in New York. You look at energy, you know, the state has banned natural gas exploration. They've shut down pipelines. They've shut down nuclear power. Utility bills have skyrocketed as a result. So there's a lot of work ahead. And, you know, I think if voters are presented with a clear and credible alternative, then I think they'll take it. I don't think this is a Republican versus Democrat thing. I think it is a common sense thing. I think voters are looking for you know, a different direction in New York after, you know, years of one-party Democratic rule have run our state into the ground.
We're learning a great deal from United States Congressman Michael Vinson Lawler being mentioned as a front-runner for governor of New York State on the Republican and conservative lines. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, Manhattan, Northern Florida, or Toronto, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, care of the Rusk Report. Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Again, Michael Vincent Lawler, congressman, born in 86, is an American elected politician serving as the U.S. representative for the New York's 17th Congressional District for the past 2 years. From 2021 to 22, he was a Republican member of the New York State Assembly from the 97th District in Rockland County, and I believe that's where former Assemblyman Gino Levy was from. And I worked with him years ago, a very fine man, Gino Levy. So let's talk about the illegals. When Mayor Adams was speaking before Congress, he was asked, how much is this costing the people in New York City, New York? And he said in the last 3 years, it cost $7 billion, that's with a B, $7 billion for the illegals, for food, lodging, health care, education in New York City. Where are you on the illegals? Are they being sent out? Are things improving?
Look, the illegal immigrant population in this country exploded under Joe Biden. Over 10.5 million migrants flooded into the country. States like New York, a sanctuary state, crumbling under the weight of it, spending billions of dollars of taxpayer money, as you alluded to, on free housing, clothing, food, education, and health care for illegal immigrants. Since Donald Trump took office, you've seen the number of border crossings has dropped precipitously from 189,000 in the month of February 2024 to just over 8,000 in the month of February 2025, a huge drop in the number of border crossings. Obviously, you're seeing the deportation of criminal aliens and those who have previously violated court orders for you know, removal. So this is obviously a heavy lift that the administration is engaging with, but you're not really hearing about it because they're effectively doing the job and removing those who do not belong here in the United States. And so, you know, this is the issue is certainly an important one, and one that we really need to finalize as we work through you know, the challenges of our immigration system. If we can secure the border and stop the influx of migrants and fentanyl, drugs pouring across, human trafficking, women and children being sold into you know, prostitution, this you know, we can deal with some of the bigger challenges in our immigration system and finally fix it once and for all.
We're listening to a very bright, gifted United States Congressman, Mike Lawler, on the Rusk Report and the Bet AM 1520. We have 4 minutes left on this program, and I want to talk about the prison guards. This is a matter that has brought tremendous criticism upon Kathy Hochul as governor, and Congressman Nick Langworthy has criticized her tremendously about this. It seems that she has something against these prison guards. She doesn't want to let them work again. How do you feel about the prison guards and Kathy Hochul and her treatment of them with a strike?
Her handling of it has been disastrous. I mean, frankly, criminals have been treated better by Kathy Hochul than our corrections officers. The fact is that the issue at hand has been the safety and security of our prison system, and with it, both the safety of our corrections officers and those in their care. And the fact is that our prisons have become less safe as a result of the policy decisions, put in place by the governor and the state legislature. The HALT Act is a disaster and needs to be repealed. And Governor Hochul should have dealt with this, long ago. Instead, she forced these corrections officers to go on strike to try and finally force change and address the issue of safety in our prisons. And as a result, she ends up firing over 2,000 of them. And now she's talking about releasing criminals back out on the streets because they don't have enough COs. It's the height of stupidity and is exactly why New York continues to be plagued by these disastrous criminal justice policies.
Well, this also brings cashless bail to mind, where previous sheriff Tim Howard said he had to arrest a man 7 times before he could put him in jail. Every couple days he committed another crime, and then they get an appearance ticket, and God only knows if they show up in court. But it's really been a disaster. How do you feel about Kathy Hochul's cashless bail?
Oh, it's a nightmare. It's not just cashless bail. It's discovery. It's many of the changes that were put in place that they've tinkered around the edges, that they try to gaslight everybody that they've fixed, but continue to plague, our state. Again, criminals are treated better than law enforcement and victims, and it's a problem, and it needs to stop, and we need real leadership at the highest levels of government in New York if we're going to fix it.
We have a minute left on the Rusk Report. The Gaza crisis, it seems to have calmed down. Are you pleased with the progress there?
Look, until all of the hostages are released, this conflict is not going to be able to end. We need to get all the hostages home. That has been a priority for me. I met with some of the hostages last night. I saw Keith Siegel. It's important that we finish the job there in terms of getting the hostages out. Long term, Hamas cannot remain in power. There needs to be a Arab-led solution as far as that goes, working with our partners, including Saudi Arabia.
I'm sorry we have to bring the program to a close. We've learned a great deal from a gifted congressman, Michael Lawler, who is seen as a front runner to run as a Republican conservative for governor. Special thanks to Caroline Hunt for helping set this up, and Kevin Carr, director of production. We wish all our listeners a happy Easter, and thank you for enlightening us, U.S. Congressman Mike Lawler. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.